405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it, and self high fives all the way around. Ah, lovely weather. Oh, it is. It's comfortable. It's relatively cool. The humidity is relatively low. We're going to have this pretty much through the weekend. And then next week, we've got rain. Well, we got plenty of rain one way or another for the rest of the week. I always, always remind people about the meaning of Memorial Day. And I remind you that there are different holidays for different things, right? We have Armed Forces Day. We have Veterans Day. We have Memorial Day. Memorial Day is about honoring those who made that ultimate sacrifice. So even though you and I, at some point during the extended weekend, which is how most people, oh, we got an extra day off. I understand that. And most of us are going to do something that's really nice. It's relaxing. It's fun. I just urge you, I ask you, I beseech you, please keep somewhere in your heart and in the back of your mind why you're able to do that. Monday, if you're available, a number of us are going to be there reading the names of every person on the walls at the shrine. And I will be there. I think not that it's important that you're there when I'm reading it, but I do know, I think it's about 1 o'clock that I will be reading my section of names, and I'd love for you to be there. Yeah. Virginia War Memorial tomorrow, but it's going to be going on late into the night. There are 12,000 names there that are going to be read. So hopefully you'll have the opportunity to do that. I am always happy when I hear from my friend Jonathan Cotton. Jonathan, as you know, owns and operates the Good Feet stores and does just an incredible job. My goodness, the lives that they have changed through the years, not only with the products, but with their interaction in the community, their support for the community. And it's no great surprise that as we are observing Memorial Day, Jonathan and the team at the Good Feet store once again stepping up and saying, hey, let's help a bit, and I'm happy to welcome Jonathan to the show. Jonathan, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a privilege to be on, and thank you for your support of the community. That's why we feel so aligned with you, Jeff, with your passion for that, because we share that same passion.
You sure do. You guys are the best of the best. We need to talk about your book, which I just got today because you were kind enough to drop it off over there at the Radio Factory. And then once I've had the opportunity to read it, I want to get you back to really, really dive into it, because you have you've just created such a wonderful success story with the Good Feet store and all the opportunities you've given to people over there. I want you to share some of the tips and some of the insight.
Well, we definitely, and I'd love to do that. I'd love to come back and talk about The Business of Character. That's the name of the book, The Business of Character. People can find it on Amazon or anywhere that you like to buy your books. But a central theme of that is taking the power of a business, the place that a business has in all of our communities, and finding ways to use that power of influence in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. And the first place is with employees, right? Providing jobs, not only providing jobs, but providing a place where people are going to be respected, where they're going to be find it safe, and they're going to have opportunity to be able to maybe enjoy things and pursue things that they didn't before in their careers. So that's number one. The second thing is customers. And we like to say, you know, that we're just not in the business of selling products, that our customers are buying hope. And that's a great business to be in when people need hope in this world that has a lot of anxiety and that kind of thing. And certainly when, if you have foot, knee, or hip or back pain, Jeff, you know what that's like, and you know how that can drain you of hope. And so we love at the Good Feet store, we love to be in that business. But the third is, we say that if we do those first two things right, then all things being equal, we should be able to make an investment in our community. And how what we like to say with that is that as members of our community, we walk beside those in our community, regardless of their need, because we're people who love our neighbors, and we believe it's more blessed to give than to receive. And early on, actually before I became a business owner, I became connected to a woman whose name is Bonnie Carroll. And Bonnie founded TAPS in 1994, TAPS, Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. That came out of Bonnie losing her husband, Brigadier General Tom Carroll with the Alaskan National Guard, died in a plane crash. And as she walked through that journey of grief, she realized that while the military spends tons of money on so many different things, there was a massive gap in caring for the families of the military fallen. And so out of that tragedy, it was the inspiration for her to form TAPS, based in Arlington, Virginia, a phenomenal organization that touches people not only in the United States, but really around the globe, and does it, Jeff. When we talk about the government, what do we normally talk about? Start having any meaning until we talk about billions of dollars, right?
Right.
TAPS functions on about a $15 million annual budget. Annual budget. And they're effective because of the passion that Bonnie and her team have. Yeah. And that's what we love to point people to as a way to honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice on this weekend.
Well, how do we help? How do we help TAPS? How do we help Bonnie? What's the mechanism here, Jonathan?
Two ways. The first is on Memorial Day at any of our stores. And, we're blessed to have stores now from Cleveland down to Destin, Florida. But any of the stores here in Virginia, we have the stores, our legacy store at the West Broad Marketplace. By Wegmans and Cabela's, and then also on Midlothian Turnpike. So in the Richmond area, they can find them there.
Right.
But any of our sales, we're going to give 25% of our sales in all 43 of our stores to TAPS. So 25% of our sales on Memorial Day will go to TAPS. That will be the first thing. Okay. The second is that TAPS has a challenge starting in June called the 30-mile challenge. 30 days in June, okay? Right. Walk or run 30 miles throughout the month of June, 1 mile a day, your own pace, wherever you are.
Okay.
And then every step can help raise awareness for TAPS. And you can sign up at TAPS.org, TAPS.org/30miles, or you can come by the Good Feet store, and we'll help you sign up for that, to do that. Oh. It's a great way to be involved in bringing awareness to these wonderful families who, when they gather for these holidays and that kind of thing, there's a Sikh missing. And it's a way for us to recognize them, to support it financially. If you come to the Good Feet store on Monday on Memorial Day and you purchase anything at the Good Feet store, we're going to make that easy because we're going to make the donation on your behalf to that.
Wow. Jonathan, I love that. I love as well this 30 miles in June. You're talking about a mile a day. Now, there's some people like you. Are you doing the bulk of that 30 miles on one day and then leaving the rest of your month open? How are you going to make it work?
I haven't actually figured that out yet, Jeff.
Okay.
It's a beautiful time to run, that's for sure. I mean, a day like today, oh, my word. Oh. It is so fun to run. But I'm not going to do it all in one day. I probably won't do the bulk of it in one day.
Okay.
But it is so fun. And I've run the Marine Corps Marathon, and that was a great experience and an incredibly inspiring experience because you go there through and you have all the memorials to those who have fallen during that race. There's two things. One is just fun to get out and to be active, and then to do something for such a great cause. That's what we're all about, the Good Feet Store.
It's sure.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Sure is. So TAPS.org, TAPS, T-A-P-S.org, for folks who want to get signed up for that that mile a day. And then this Monday at any of the Good Feet store locations, the ones that are closest to us, obviously, right by Wegmans and Cabela's and Short Pump and down on the south side near Mission Barbecue, Stone Village Parkway, as I recall. So beautiful, beautiful stores. Great people. I mean, I love interacting with the people. You've inspired them and given them the tools. And I also am always so... I'm always so happy, Jonathan. I must confess this, and I'll do it in front of everybody. I'm always so happy when I see a photo or two of Gentry, who is just a rock solid guy, and he and I suppose are brothers in blue. I mean, he's still on the job and he's doing a great job as a law enforcement officer and giving back to the community. It's a good family he got over there, my friend.
I couldn't agree with you more. Jeff, an incredible blessing from God that we thank the Lord for all of our children. And Gentry, the work that he's doing there in Fort Worth as a police officer is incredible. And sometime we could talk about that, too, about the special work that he is doing to help stop the root cause of some of the criminal element in our communities. And that's something that I hope that one day we can bring to Richmond through a nonprofit that they partner with out there. And the work that's being done, and he is spearheading that effort for the Fort Worth, the police department, and it's having transformational effects. So a lot of problems in the world, but a lot of good things, a lot
All right.
of beacons of light.
I love it. I love it. So Monday we start helping TAPS go over to any of the Good Feet store. 25% of the sales given right over to TAPS. And then, Jonathan, you're going to come back, you promised, after I get to read your book. And I want to talk about the efforts that Gentry is spearheading down there in Fort Worth. Who knows? We put our heads together. Maybe we can get it running here in Central Virginia. That's a great goal to have.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Jeff, and we always appreciate your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. That is Jonathan Cotton. God bless you. Jonathan is such a good guy. Now, Jonathan's crazy, as I told you, because he loves running 26 miles at a time. I never did quite figure that out. But other than that, he is the absolute salt of the earth. And if you have been thinking about visiting the Good Feet store, you can do it on Monday. And 25% of the sales are going to TAPS. What a marvelous organization. And again, in June, 30 miles in 30 days, a mile a day to help out TAPS. You can get registered for that right online, TAPS.org, T-A-P-S.org. Or as Jonathan said, you can pop into any of the Good Feet store. They'll help you get signed up. I love it. 416 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.